Well, the president has spoken again. He says he will release today a six-pronged strategy intended to fight the spread of COVID-19, especially the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant. I don't know why we mention any variants, because they change. We have another variant that they say is now worse than Delta. But be that as it may, I'll just say COVID-19. And to give us the very latest, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, joins us once again here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
I hope you're well. We haven't talked in a while. Everything okay?
Oh, yes. It's just been a busy summer.
It has. And it slipped by way too quickly, didn't it?
It sure did. I'm seeing the signs of fall in my yard.
Yeah. And we all said we couldn't wait to get out of 2020 and start 2021 fresh and have a better year. And look what happened to 2021. Now we're saying, oh boy, I can't wait till 2022 begins. But the fact of the matter is, here we go again. President on Air Force One talking to the reporters on board that he's got a plan, and he's going to reveal that plan today.
The president is going to reveal a plan today. Now, the question is, what is new about this plan? We've already seen the federal government, you know, mandate vaccines for the Defense Department, have a new vaccine policy for federal workers and contractors, lean on private sector companies to mandate vaccines, and some of them indeed have. So the real question is, what more can the federal government do? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki from the podium yesterday said that this plan will include mandates. Now, how that's going to work, not sure. Access to testing, she says, keeping kids safe in school, which is of real importance right now with some schools seeing, you know, outbreaks. And so, you know, but the question again is, what power does the federal government have when it comes to public health? And this is something that has gone before the Supreme Court before. In fact, in 1905, a man in Massachusetts didn't want to get the smallpox vaccine. He had had it before and had a terrible reaction. His name was Jacobson. At the time, Massachusetts had a law that said either get a smallpox vaccine or pay a $5 fine, which is about $150 in today's money. And the Supreme Court in this case sided with Massachusetts, and Jacobson went along his way and paid his fine and never was revaccinated for smallpox. So it just gives a small glimpse into how this could begin to work. I mean, the federal government cannot mandate vaccines, but states can. I don't know if that's part of the president's strategy, but I would imagine the states where he'd want to see a vaccine mandate would never do it. So it's all very curious what the administration's approach will be going forward.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. We have been around long enough, Rachel, to remember what was the third rail of politics. Anyone messing with Social Security, that was the third rail at one point. You just stayed away from that in politics. The third rail now of politics is COVID and where you stand or what you say people must do. You can mandate the military. You can mandate some other areas. But, boy, if he mandates for the rest of us, he's going to have his hands full. I don't believe that he would do that. I don't believe that his political handlers would put him in that position. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I just don't see how that would stand in court. And so, but if you look, again, back in history at what the government has done to protect public health. Remember the story of Typhoid Mary. A lot of us hear about her, but we don't really know who she was. She was a cook in the early 1900s. Mary Mallon was her name. And she was an asymptomatic carrier of typhoid. She acquired it at birth. Never really understood, I would imagine, in those days what that meant to be an asymptomatic carrier. Hmm. Well, they targeted her, and she was essentially quarantined twice. Once she was able to get out, the second she petitioned the government, it was not, and this happened in New York State, was not able to get out of quarantine for the rest of her life, spent 25 years in quarantine, and eventually died of a stroke. Oof. It's just fascinating to see, because we think this is all new to us, but there are instances in history where big measures have been taken on public health.
Right. A quick note here. Rachel, do we know what time the president will reveal his six-pronged strategy?
It's supposed to be 5 p.m. Eastern, but if the past month is any indication, it could be a little late.
Yeah, that's a good point. It, you're right. It could be a little late. I don't think anything that's been scheduled for 5 o'clock has hit 5 o'clock in memory right now. Appreciate your good work, Rachel. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. That's a big story. A lot of people will be listening and watching as President Joe Biden will present a six-pronged strategy, he says, intended to fight the spread of COVID-19. He keys in on Delta. He shouldn't, because there's other stuff out there. Just say COVID-19, Mr. President. Well, he'll do what he is told to do, so we'll see.